Hey, this is Tim McCormick, and you are on Finance Agents Live. Thanks for joining us again today. We're always excited to have you here. This is the fourth show we've ever done for Finance Agents, and it is an interesting one for us because we're going to be responding to current events. One of the things that I've learned throughout the years as we proceed through the process of helping people get funding is that the economy shifts a lot, as we already know. But there's a good impact, there's a big impact on us for the different economic events as it relates to how we help people get funding. So we're always looking for people in different situations, and right now we've had a lot of big things happening that have led to changes in the market. Before we get started, just a request, if you could invite friends and coworkers to subscribe to us on YouTube, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/financeagents. We really appreciate your support. The more you get the word out there, the more that we can help different people. The reality is there's always a huge group of people that are underserved by the banks that have no idea how to get funding in different situations. And that's just the reality. Surprisingly, it's always like this. And we have a number of different ways that we work with people in order to get the word out that funding is available for all the different situations. And I'll go through those real quick just so you understand what they are. And then today we're going to be doing an interview with one of our member offices. But we're finance agents. We're in the middle of a network of, we have over 250 lenders and exclusive funding providers we work with across six different primary funding categories, a lot of different types of financing. Because over the years, we've constantly been looking for new ways to help people. We started out with one product, and it was great. We could help people in this situation. And when we added something else, now we can help this many people. Now this many people. More and more people we've been able to help as we add different products. A couple years ago, we expanded even more to go beyond one specific funding office to work through a network of funding offices that we call member offices all throughout the country. And we have around 50 of them right now. And they get their referrals from a huge network of over 20,000 people that refer people to them when they need funding. So that is an overall review of our structure. And today we're going to be talking specifically to a member office. So again, the ways we help people. We help people get funding for their business. That's the primary way, business or investments. We have people that refer people to us for funding. That's another way that we work with people. We work with recruiters. We have recruiters that just go out and find new finance agents for us. And we have member offices, people that want to open or grow a funding company using our system. That's who we're going to be talking to today. And then finally, we have network, you know, lenders and funding providers that come through us in order to provide funding. So again, that's a review of our structure. Now to talk about the current situation. As you know, right now it's September 13th, 2016. If you're seeing this later, then you would know that we just got done with a couple of the worst hurricanes we've seen in a long time. Back-to-back hurricanes, one that hit Houston really badly, was there for days upon days and created a ton of flooding. And then we just had another hurricane that just hit Florida. So because of this, we have lots of companies that are coming to us saying, hey, my business was doing great, but now I don't know what's going to be happening over the next month. I need money to support me through the problem time. Or, hey, business is up right now because everybody needs my services and I need money to buy more supplies or to bring on more drivers or to hire more contractors or to bring in materials from out of state because right now so many people need help that my business is up. Those are the two situations. Business is either affected, maybe their business location got flooded and they need repair work, or they are a disaster recovery company and now their business has gone through the roof. So those are the two general buckets that people fall into. Interestingly enough, we just recently, before all this happened, signed up a new member office who is in Houston, Texas. And so we've been working through the process with him of each of our member offices picks a very specific group of people that they dedicate their life and their times to helping, to providing funding for. So Andres in Houston, Texas, we were in the middle of going through this process and he just completed the Market Focus workbook that we go through. If you're curious to know the process we go through, you can go back and listen to a few trainings that we've had over the last week where we describe exactly how this process is. So I've actually got his initial results here, and we're deciding across all the different types of funding what are going to be the ones he's going to be focusing on, who specifically he's going to be working with. So I've got his initial results, And today I'm going to call him on the phone, and we're going to be talking about his answers and how we're going to apply them. So I'm literally going to give him a call right now. He knows I'm going to be calling. This is the first time we're doing a live call, so cross your fingers. Cross your fingers that nothing breaks. Andres.
Hello.
Hey, Tim McCormick here. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Hey, excellent. If you could mute the sound of the background so we don't get the feedback. Awesome. Perfect. Hey, so thanks again for agreeing to come on to the live training to discuss your market strategy. Before we get started, why don't you just kind of give a little background on, you know, what you've done in the past, what you've been doing, how you found out about us, and why you decided to sign up with us.
Okay. My background is in sales. I've been doing sales for over 20 years. I've done membership sales. I'm pretty wide across the board. You know, I've done currency. I've done commodities. I've done oil and gas. I've been
currency.
In finance. So
you were doing selling programs for Forex traders, or are you doing the Forex trading yourself?
I was actually doing the trading myself. I was doing it at a time when the euro was trying to reach parity with the dollar. So it was pretty much on an incline every day. So all you had to do was go in there and catch a few points, get in and get out.
That's great. Well, good. That sounds interesting. So you've done a lot of different stuff. What have you been doing the last couple of years?
I went into insurance, and you know, I liked insurance, but I love the thrill of closing big deals. So mm-hmm. That's what kind of brought me back into financing, because if you structure your deals right, I got used to large commission.
Okay.
And I like those. It feels good to close big deals. I'm not gonna lie on that. And
good, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with loving what you do.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But I ran into a problem to where the banks, it was just hard around 2006 to 2007. You know, everything starts structuring, start changing. So you're constantly trying to find programs that can get funding. And the problem I ran into before, and I'm so glad that I have this opportunity now, was I was working with a broker. And you know how far down the chain you are. You might be
right.
Working with a broker of a broker of a broker. So you kind of get discouraged because your deals are not being worked on as fast and things of that nature. So I just kept looking for ways. And then I found you guys when you was a finance store. And I sent some deals in, but I wasn't really as focused as now that I see with the member office opportunity. It's much better because now I'm the direct lender. I understand what's going on the backside. I have a great strategist that helps me and everything. Melissa's been very helpful with everything so far. And
great.
Even though I have my niche that I'm creating, I'm still, like right now, I have a potential $5 million SBA deal that's being looked at with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on pretty much with a company right now about funding for their whole program. They have over 50 coaches that they want me to be their funding source for. So
great.
Everything's great right now.
Well, good. Awesome. That sounds like we're off to a good start. Beyond that, and then the hurricane hit, right? So you were signing up with us before the hurricane hit, right?
Yeah, that hurricane knocked some stuff out. But I was coming in during the process, and just to let you know, our houses were good. So no one lost homes. No one lost anything. The only person that lost something was me, because I wanted to go watch the Mayweather fight. So my car kind of took a bath, but it
can
be fixed. But
All right. Well, that happens. Good. Okay.
Yes,
well, good. It sounds like you got some stuff in the works with us already, and you're just in the process of really getting started. So it's always an exciting mm-hmm. time. I've got your workbook here, and we're going to go through it together. You know, it starts with talking
okay.
about your target products.
Okay.
But I just want to tell you something else. There's sort of one of the things that we're thinking about as we go through this discussion is that there's two ways to look at what happened with the hurricane. One is obviously the bad side, right? A lot of people were
right.
negatively impacted. On the other side of
mm-hmm.
it, when you have a lot of people that are negatively impacted, you have a lot of people that need help, and you're going to have, you know, at least for the next few years, a tremendous opportunity to help a lot of people that the banks are going to pull out from. I don't know if you know this, but one of our inside people at Bank of America last week told us that Bank of America has officially stopped all home loan and commercial loan applications in the entire state of Texas. So literally,
and that's
happening at a lot of the big banks.
That's correct.
Yeah, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are rewriting the criteria for the state. What that means is that, and lenders for a long time are going to be super nervous about lending in the area, and our biggest opportunity generally is filling those massive holes that the large institutional lenders leave. And so you're going to have a lot of people, a lot of businesses that were affected that need help. So beyond the stuff that we have here, you're going to have a tremendous local opportunity for people that need assistance, and they're not going to be able to get it through the traditional means, which is really when we shine and can help a lot of people. So I'm just mentioning that. All right, so first of all, in order to start the process, the first thing that we do is, this got out of order somehow. I think maybe I missed the first page, weird. Here it is. All right, so first start with your target product. That got left off here somehow. So we have six different product categories that we fund in, as you know, retirement rollovers, term loans, commercial real estate, equipment finance, revenue advances, and the credit card program. Those are in alphabetical order, no other order than that. So on those products, which of those do you have prior experience with, either with us or externally?
The BDRA, the UBF, and I have working knowledge of all of them. And the three that I picked was the BDRA, which is the one with the 401k rollover, the UBF, which is the credit cards, and the RBA, which is the revenue-based advance, because the way my mind works is it's easy for me to I'm calming chaos. It makes sense for me to have three products because it's able to be cross-sell. I can cross-sell it.
You're calm in chaos.
I'm calm in chaos. It works better for me to multitask. And so the reason I picked those three programs, because I kind of already knew what my target market and what I wanted to do with this program. And those three programs give me three bullets. Like, I want to work, as you're going to see as we go through this, my target is startup businesses, like home-based businesses and franchises under $100,000.
Okay.
And these three programs give me three bullets to go in.
That's great. Okay. Well, good. The first thing that we like to talk about first of all, as we discussed, if you have prior experience with a product, then it's always good to start with what you already know. You've been on my training, so you heard me say it 20 times already.
Right.
Start with what you know and not what you don't know. So have you done a retirement rollover through us or through some other company in the past?
I've done 1031 exchanges in commercial real estate.
Okay. All right. So great. The BDRA product is awesome in the sense that it's really easy. In your area, the retirement rollover has a good and bad to it, right? The good thing is it's the absolute best possible way to finance a business because you're growing your business without debt and you're your own investor. So instead of paying interest to a bank, you're really paying interest or a return to yourself. There's no better way to do it than that. That's the good side. The bad side is a lot of people are very careful about touching the retirement funds, even if they know it's better. They may, think they know it's better, but they just won't touch it. Now, with the current situation that just happened, you're going to have a lot of companies in the area that are willing to consider options that they previously didn't. So I think you might have a huge opportunity for retirement rollovers for people who they're not going to be able to get financing other ways, right? Maybe 1 month ago, they could have walked into the bank and gotten a loan. Now they walk into the bank and the bank says, we're not accepting any loan applications right now at all. And they think, I need money right away. This would be a way relatively quickly in order to get retirement rollover funds. So that's a good opportunity. So BDRA and our UBF, which is our credit line program for people with good personal credit, where you can get, say, $100,000 in business credit cards. Those programs often go very well together, especially for a franchise or a small business space that you're talking about. It's working capital and investment funds. A lot of people getting a franchise are already mentally prepared for using the retirement fund. So those two programs I see working very well together, and I see that being a good mix. Now, the revenue advance is sort of an odd duck in that one. So how do you see that working into the product? Because the other two are most frequently used by startups or new companies, and revenue advance, of course, is not applicable to a startup company. How do you see that mixing together?
Okay, so the reason why I went with RBA, and as you're going to see as we go through this, by me targeting home-based business and business opportunities, I'm working with affiliate agents who have people coming to them to buy their program. So what it does is, the way that my strategy is if they have perfect credit, I can go with the UBF. If they don't have perfect credit, it gives me the opportunity to say, well, do you have retirement? I have the BDRA. Mm-hmm. If they don't have that, some of these people already have businesses and they're looking to get into other businesses. Like, for instance, one of the deals I'm sending in today is a guy who's looking to get around $70,000-$80,000 to invest in another business. Now, he has a business that deals in fitness that he's owned for 2 or 3 years that's doing over $100,000 a month.
Okay, great.
So, it gives me that 1-2-3 punch. And also, it's kind of like with kids. This is an analogy I gave to somebody else. They started laughing, but it made sense. If you give one kid a piece of candy, the other kid's going to want something.
Right.
So even though my niche is going after startups and I'm pitching to startups, mm-hmm. you're always going to have a friend of theirs like, well, what about me? You know, I'm in business. I need money. You got a program for startups. Well, I can help you too.
Right.
That's why I have the RBA.
Okay. Well, good. That makes sense. So I'm glad that you understand that there are somewhat different markets, and for you it's going to be, your primary one will be going after the startups or people buying into the business opportunities or franchises. That'll be your primary mm-hmm. direction. And you rightly know that as you market one type of funding, you're going to get everything. That makes a lot of sense. All right, now after the target product, the next thing is to figure out your target client. So first of all, geography, you're in Houston. How long have you been in Houston?
I've been in Houston my whole life. I was in the military. I traveled the country. And I recently lived in Las Vegas. I used to live on Las Vegas Boulevard in Sky Las Vegas for 3 years, from uh-huh. 2010 to 2013. And then, you know, I recently moved back to Houston. So I've been in Houston ever since.
Okay, great. So you have a strong network locally. You know the area. That's good. And so when you think about doing... So you mentioned that you planned on going through referral sources. And mm-hmm. do those tend to be local or outside of your local area?
Since I've, you know, been in network marketing, I have referral sources. Believe it or not, my strongest referral source is out of Nevada, out of Las Vegas.
Okay. All right. That makes
sense. So the way that I looked at it is like, okay, you want to work smarter, not harder. Instead mm-hmm. of me going after 100 people and pitching 100 people, I'm just going to pitch a person who already markets to 100 people. Like, I have one of my agents is a guy who's a network marketer. He has a program that he sells that he has people that come to him all day long to buy this product.
Great.
He sends me his clients. So therefore, I'm working with managers who are already working with people.
That's
therefore,
perfect.
I don't have to really create marketing to get 100 people in, because I'm teaching, you know, most of the agents that I'm bringing on board are already affiliates that are making money with another company. And so my pitch to them is, when I go to them, it's like, so you sell a product. Yeah. I say, well, how many people are you losing? I may lose 5 or 6 sales. Or I say, what if I can get you back 20% of the people that you're losing every month?
Right.
Would it be worth talking? Of course they say yes, because now I add a added benefit to them. Now
right.
they can sell their premium package instead of their bottom packages and make more commission.
Right. Okay, that's perfect. Honestly, that is, you know, and it takes some people a while to get this, really. Not everybody thinks the same way as you do, but that's the exact perfect way in order to use our agent referral system, is to tie into people that already have a steady stream of prospects. A lot of people come in and they try to find people who aren't marketing and teach them to market. And it can work, you know, if you keep trying long enough. Anybody can do this. It's not that complicated. But if you tie in with people that are already connected, then, like you said, you start day one with good referrals. And when we can offer funding as an added value to somebody else who's already providing something else and the money goes with it very well, that is the perfect way to market our system. So you're starting off pretty strong. I'm not going to lie. That's you've already learned some of the stuff that takes other people a long time to figure out. Okay, so industries that you have experience in, business development, funding, and we talked about that a little bit, real estate, insurance, clubs, MLM, home-based business, you have a pretty diverse background, but it looks like the way you're tying it all together is is to target people that are purchasing business opportunities or franchises under 100K.
Right.
And you already have the referral structure for that, which is awesome. I just want to mention that in your area, there's going to be an opportunity for a lot of people. There are a lot of disaster recovery franchises. 911 Restoration to be one that we've done a lot of fundings for in the past, but there's a lot more. And they should each sell 3 or 4 franchises in your area over the next while. I would be reaching out to them because they should have a lot of people coming to them. Because right now there's going to be a ton of business, like I said, for the next 3 years. That might be a good one for you to reach out to. We might even be able to give you a connection there because we've done fundings in the past. All right.
Yes, that was something I was going to ask you guys, because I know with the devastation that just happened, you're going to have a bunch of companies rushing in. Mm-hmm. And I still want to have my niche funding, but like I said, I do want to pick your, you know, your brain and get more ideas as well.
For sure. We've been hearing a lot from different people we work with. Some of the biggest opportunities, some of the companies that are going to be growing the most, again, you got two situations. People that are affected, and that's going to be across the board, just who's in the wrong area, the places they're going to need disaster recovery. But businesses that are going to be strapped for capital because they have so much business right now would be trucking businesses, anybody in construction at all, because there's going to be a lot of construction. There could be a lot of auto sales because people's cars that were permanently damaged, they're going to be getting insurance money. You're going to need to buy new cars. The restoration companies that I talked about, there's a lot of those. I would think out of all of those, construction is going to be the one that's going to get the biggest, longest residual boom from this. Because as you know, there's going to be a ton of that. So. But it doesn't mean you have to change your focus, because there's going to be a lot of people buying into opportunities, or you know, maybe people lost their jobs because the company they worked at closed because it got flooded, and now they're figuring out what to do next. They've been working for a while, they have some money saved up, and now they want to take the step to go work on their own. That's a good opportunity too. So I didn't expect you to be as set up as you were when I got started, so I'm very excited about that. But don't miss out on the local opportunities, because there's going to be a ton, especially because the traditional lenders aren't going to be lending. Okay, so moving on. That's the target client. So what we talked about is you're going to be targeting, you're going to be targeting startups looking for new franchises in your area. All right, so next we got the target situation. And for target situation, we got 4 primary categories that they fall into. You're either talking to successful, experienced clients, or distressed clients, startups, or inexperienced clients, or clients seeking funds for some sort of a purchase, real estate or business purchase. So yours is like kind of a combo: startups or people looking to buy a business, people looking to buy a startup business, right? Okay.
Right.
So good. And what do you think are some of the implications of working with startups, inexperienced clients? You know, any type of funding, there's the upside and the downside. And of course, you want to be prepared for the downside so that you can capitalize on the upside. What do you think is the downside of startups?
Anytime you're working with startups, the things that you're going to notice is the inexperience. Like sometime when people are looking to start up, you're going to get people all across the board. You're going to get the daydreamer who has been dreaming about opening a business, but they're not going to do anything. And then you're going to get the people that are ready to go, they just don't know where to go.
Uh-huh.
So in your initial conversation, you're going to learn to read people out. Like I have people that I've spoken to already, it's like, I would like to have a startup. Okay, so what type of business? Well, I don't know what type of business. I just know I want to own something. Okay.
Right.
You're going to get those people. And then you're going to get the people that come to you that have everything put together. Like, hey, I want to start this business. I got this. You know, my credit's not good, but I don't know where to go. I like those people because you can give them hope.
Right.
So those are the people you want to work with. And then you just, if they're serious, they're going to push you. They're going to be calling you like, hey, I got my email. I sent you an email. Did you get it? Yes, I got it. Hey, I got that document. Did you get it? Yes. Hey, I got this. Do you need this? Those are the people you're going to want because they're going to push you.
Right. Okay. Perfect. One of the things that I would say you want to look for is good credit. Because somebody doesn't have a business with cash flow to fall back on, you're going to want to be finding out about their credit and their resources as quick as possible. I got a call the other day from someone who wanted to buy a $10 million building, and had no money, bad credit, and had never done a purchase, anything like that before. And I don't know. It blows me away, honestly. I don't know how people think, who's going to give somebody $10 million to buy a building when you own no assets? So, you know, one thing you want to remember is you want to get through those people as fast as possible. Not in a negative way, of course. Ask the tough questions as quick as you can so you don't waste any time with somebody that's impossible to help. You know, give them direction on what they could do. Go find a credit partner, come back or something. But definitely don't spend a lot of time on it, because in this business, all you have is time, and how you use your time is going to determine whether or not you're able to help a lot of people, or you're stuck talking to people forever that you can't provide any help to at all. So, okay, good. So you're looking at startups, inexperienced clients. So what you want is somebody with resources and credit. Retirement rollover, that's resources, and credit for the credit card program. And then RBAs or fallback. Okay, great. So let's talk about the specific situations. You have a few situations listed here. People looking for franchises will be good for a BDRA program. That's very true, because they're already prepared to do it. People looking to work from home. Work from home is an interesting avenue for us because, again, as you probably already know, banks hate work from home businesses. They hate them. And so we love them. anything the banks hate, we love, because we've got ways to get them financing, and the banks will kick them out the door every time. So if you're at a work from home business and you have been turned down for funding, give us a call or call Andreas and we'd be happy to help you out. Are people looking to expand their current businesses? RBA works for that. Specifically, startups. How would you know if someone is looking to do a startup in your area? What would be the signals that you're looking for?
Okay, so when it comes to startups, pretty much through the people that I'm working with. I'm already working with affiliates who they're already talking to. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with the affiliates and the brokers, and they have people come to them. Like, their marketing is set up to attract those people. So I just work with those people, and those people are calling me, emailing me, giving me names of, hey, I got this guy. So right now, with just one or two agents, that's how I've been able to get all the business. And dealing with the hurricane, you know, we're getting ready to ramp up next week. I'm having a meeting with all my people about the programs that I designed and how we're going about this. And it's going to ramp up that way, because, like I say, I'm working with people who's already spent the money networking. Their businesses is spending the money to network to attract the people. So therefore, I don't have to be good at marketing. I'm better at sales and marketing. So right. I'm good at management. I know I'm not good at marketing, so work with people that are great at marketing and let them bring me to people.
It's perfect, man. That is exactly why we created the agent program. Is marketing is tough, right? There's people that are incredibly good at marketing, or people that have these existing referral streams that you could tap into, and that's exactly what the structure is for. So you really hit the nail on the head. So that's good. And then if you ever need more people, you know, just find more people's like that can bring them to you. And that's what the next section is, right? Normally we go through, we figure out your target situation and then a target agent. You already have the referral sources, so I don't really need to talk to you about that. But if you wanted to bring on more referral sources, what do you think you would do? How would you do that?
So if I wanted to bring on more referral sources, there's two ways that I can do it. Let me see what I put on here. Because, you know, you have network marketing through Facebook, social media, things of that nature. But this is why.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.